all the daka ben shmoyna legasa. That it's true if an animal has a miscarriage, the animal gives birth, you have behemoth daki after 4 months, or a behemoth gasi after 8 months, so you can't eat it. Hemenu lamata osir, huadin, if it has born less than that, also it's osir to eat. The medva amur mamaza said that it's osir to eat, bishlekol lechadoshev. Only in the case where it didn't have a full month, bishlekol lechadoshev. Mean these things are only yosef because they didn't live long enough. It wasn't kol lechadoshev. Avo but kol lechadoshev would have lived long enough. Muta, then it would be muta. Yotza goes out of this halacha. Mishiyesh loy beis gab and a beis yitrosh, an animal that would have two backs or two spines. The yafagav the kol lechadoshev, even though it is old enough. In Yotzle Avroel Amosa, if it's born, then it's also. But v'meim ha'shari, v'meim ha'taku it's muta. So that's the way Shmuel learns that Yotzle Yosmiz doesn't have the same malocha like this Ben Arbol Adaka. That over there they hold that that's only b'shloi kol echadoshev. That there, even though it's v'meim ha'is still it's also teet. But over here, these things, the v'meim is also teet. So that's a riot to Shmuel. So the kids of both Rav and Shmuel can answer this brisa according to their learnings. Yeah. The other more says, Tana learned kind of the Rav in front of Rabbi this, that Hamapeles Brias Guf Shena Chotuch. If an Isha has a miscarriage, a Brias Guf, it looks like a body, Shena Chotuch, that has no figure to it. It has no, like, it doesn't look like it has no feet, no arms, no feet. It's just like one round piece. Obrius Roish Shenechoros, even it has a form of the head. But the head, you can't tell the eyes, the nose, there's no form in the head. So now, Yochai, I would have thought to say, Te'ima Tamele, maybe that's called a good Leda. The mother should be Tamei. Tamudamna, the Pasuk says, Isha Kisaz Ria. When Isha gives birth, Fiyoldo, Zohar. And then the 8th day she has to make a bris milah. So dash like this. Misha rola bris shmoina. When does Nisha have a tumas leida? If she gives birth to a kid that could live at least for 8 days, it has to have a bris. Then there's a tumas leida. But Yotzuela goes out, she has a miscarriage, these type of bodies, shayna rola bris shmoina. They're not fit to live for 8 days. Since they're not fit to live, that's also me, and she has no tumas leida. 2 months later, has to be on. She gives birth to a baby that could live at least for 8 days. But here, if they have the head is like just round, there's no form to it, there's no form to the body, it can't live. The isha has no 2 months later. Oh, Malay Rav, Rasa like this, with sign by end of hoch end of like this. What's going to be the vishyeshna shnei gabla? Say an isha gave birth to a kid that has two backs, or else shnei shidros has two spines. So Rabbi Yemir bar Abba sabar. Have the same halach also. So what it also has no tumah. That since it's not fit to live, this baby also has no tumah. Right. So we're something like this now. We have Yimei Bar Abba Sobal and Nevaruv the Kabas to Shmuel. He wanted a pasuk like Shmuel to say what? That it's also that has no tumas later. Omale Ravuna. My daitra, what's your reasoning? Luchumra. Do you want to be machmir? So one said, what was Shmuel? Shmuel's halacha was... Don't forget, Shmuel was the one that said before, B'isha Vlad. Right? Shmuel's the one that says she's Mapula, a kid that has two shedrois, so it is called the Leda. So they thought the pastor over here, like Shmuel Chumra. That's what happened. Yimei Bar Abba, Sobel, Mevaruv, the Kavos of Shmuel. Omalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said back to him, my diet, what's your reasoning? Luchumra, because you want to be Machma, to say it is called the Leda. So Rav says, no, that's sort of say, Chumra diyosa de kulu. This is called the Chumra de kama de kulu later. Why the Kiyovist law, the Mei Toyer? You're going to give it the Mei Toyer. But this by saying she has a later, so after the days of Tumah, she has then few days of Tyra. And really, it's, we hold like Rav, it's not called the later. So therefore he said, over me kavosid the Rav. That we should do like Rav, rather passing like Rav to say, it's not called the later. And why? Because the klal always is the kaim lo nirchos akarav bisurei. We paskin like Rav nirchos isurim ben lekula ben lechurma. It's a kula lechurma. We have to paskin like Rav. So therefore, it's not a sofik, but we should paskin like Rav. We have to say for sure it has no tumas later, and therefore, if she would see dam later on, she would be tummy. Omar Rav, Rav says like this: Harayomru was said ishi yeledes letisha. An isha normal time to give birth is after 9 months. She could also give birth after 7 months and the kid would live. It's called the Ben Chechayama. She has Tumas Leida. Behem Magasi Yoledes Letisha. Usually Behem Magasi gives birth after 9 months. What's going to be now Yoledes Leshiva? Let's say Behem Magasi gives birth after 7 months. Or Leshiva, or Lo Yod. Is that called Leida or not? That's the Shaila. If a Behema gives birth after 7 months, is that called a good Leida or not? By a Behema. So, Omer of Nachem by Yitzchak Toshma coming here. We have before that Hemenu Olamata also. So before Behema Gasar gives birth after 8 months, so the kid is called an Avela. And anything less than that. So my love didn't mean to say before Agasa, that even by Behema Gasar also, anything less than 9 months, even 7 months, is also called an Avela. You see, it can't live. So Mar says, no, Loi, it could be a son of Gonan Daka. On a Behema Daka, it said, usually Behema Daka gives birth after 5 months. They gave birth after 4 months, it's an Avela. And on that, even less, is also called an Avela. There could be maybe by a gasum, maybe 7 months, that the animal could live. So there's a high my why. Iyamrit bishleima agasa is going on a behema gasum, itzrach. Then I needed to teach us. Because otherwise, psychotatachim, I would have thought to say, hoyulub yisha chayim, since by an isha, and she gives birth after 7 months, the kid could live. So a behema, na michayudim, my behema also could live after 7 months. Is Kamash Mundachai, and that's what the Bryce has to tell us to know, that even though by an Isha, yes, a 7 month baby could live, but by the Hema, a 7th month old baby cannot live. Ela Briyamrit, Adak is going to Hema Dakit, Ma, the Kurb Shita. But Knossa Yachim, Mikwa Chaya, what do you have to teach me that for? Once you tell me about Hema Daka, which usually a smaller Hema, like a sheep, usually gives birth after 5 months. So tell me if it gives birth after 4 months, it's called an Avela, so Pshita after 3 months is called an Avela. What's the Chiddush? So Rosh says, yes, it's Rechani this Chiddush. Because otherwise, Sagadadachim, now what I thought to say, Kol de Botzer, Trei Yachi Chai, anything less 2 months, maybe could live. Not long enough from Nisha. And Nisha gives birth at 9, and the 7th month could also live. So the Hema Gasa maybe also, 9 could live, and the 7 could live. So I would have thought, so maybe Hema Daka also. It's supposed to give birth after 5 months, if it gives birth after 3 months, maybe it could also could live. That's what I would have thought. Is Kamash Pron, so I need the Bryce to teach us know that by the Hema Daka, anything less than 5 cannot live. But maybe by the Hema Gaso, it could be a 7th month old baby, maybe could live. Just like by an Ish, it's that way, maybe by the Hema also. Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Hamapelis, Demus Leloi, so when Isha gives birth to a Demus of a Leloi, Rashi is the shade, like a shade. Rashi says the Shadim used to have a Defus, looks like a person, just they had the wings on them. So when Isha gives them a miscarriage of a demus leilos, so imay tamele. Do you want to say yes? Isha's tamaleida. Vlada was called a good Vlada. The sheish not going to find just it has wings, but since it has the tsuros of an adam, that's called a Vlad. She's tamay. Tani na miyochi. We learn this also. Tani na miyochi. The Rama Rabbi Yosi. Maisa bisimuni biyachas. Most often it's placed simuni to have one person there. She pilu demus leilos that Isha gave birth to a Vlad that looked like a demon that had wings on it. Obo Maisaf Nechachomim, for Yomru Vladu, yes, it's called a good Vlad, the mother has Tumas Leida. And Lishteshna Kanafayim just has wings on it, but it has the Tzuras of Anodim, she'll have a Tumas Leida. Now, Hamapelis, Tumas Noch, let's say she gives birth to a Dumush of a serpent, of a snake. So, Hoira Chanina ben Ochiv, Chanina ben Ochiv, show Reb Yeshua, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua Paskin, that he might tamei lady, yes, that's called a good Vlad, she's tamaleda. Holach Rabbi Yosef Yosef went, the Safa Devorim, he said over these words, Safa Devorim, of Nero Gamliel, he said over in front of Gamliel, what Rabbi Chanina Paskin, Sholach Lei, send back to him like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Hinag Ben Achicha, take your nephew, Uborn, come to me. Belichosan, when they both came, Yotasa Kalosa, his daughter-in-law, came out, Shereb Chanina, lacrosse in front of them. Omrulah, they said to him, Rebbe, Hamatelos Kimenochishma, what's going to be the locho if you have these shells in miscarriage and the fetus looks like a snake? Omar Loi said back to me, Matayra, the mother is Torah Tlakol the Leda. Omar has said back to him, Omar Loi, I have a Loi Meshamech, in your name, Omar was said, Omar Loi Chamoisi, in your name, my mother in law told me that Imai Tumeya, that no, the mother is Tam, is called a good Leda. And the Yom Loi Mieza Tam, and she said, oh, we know what the reason was. We had before, since a snake's eye is round like the eye of an Adam, so when she gives birth to a snake like a fetus looking like a snake, she has tumas later. Samara says, when he heard this over from her, Nisker Yeshua reminded himself that he taka paskan that way. So Sholach Loi Rabbi Gamliel Mipi Hoira, that Chananya, that taki paskan this way right. That's taka the locha taka, the avnishas mapo kimin nochesh, the taka she has tumas leida. So when Abaye heard this, Omer Abaye Yishramin of Mira Hirovom, that Tumar Rabbonin, the Yom Emilsa, anytime a young Rabbonin say over halochom, you should know, lame about time, they should always say over the reasoning also from it. The chimat kule mitchar, because at this people remember, like here, the actual halochi forgot. When he heard the reasoning, what they said over, because the eyes of a snake looked like the eyes of an Adam, he was masking as taka true. So the kitzur, because of the reasoning, he was masking that's taka the locha. That is the locha taka. When Isha's mapa came in lochish, she has a tumas later. Now the Mishnah says, Hamapelis shfir. Let's say she gives birth to a shfir. That's the skin of the fetus alone. That's moli mayim, just full of water. Ros moli dam, full of blood. Moli ganunim, it's full of different colors. Is ain't a chashesh levad. You don't have to be afraid that maybe there was a vlad and it got melted, but no, there's no vlad and she has no tumas later. Pim hoyim marukam, but let's say the shvir comes out that has a form to it, there is a form there, it has a form of an odom, then teshav lezoch v'nekeva. If you don't know what it is, a zoch v'nekeva, you got to go to chumra and sit both ways. Hamapelis Tatsanisha gives birth to a sandal. That means a kid that's face is squashed a little bit. Looks like it was punched in a little bit. Looks like a sandal. Or Shulyo, she gives birth, there's a placenta comes out. And the locker is again, Tesha Lazok in the Kaiva. For sure, that's called like. Down, then Mechasa Chosa should have been something missing. The sack can't be fooled. Since the sack is full, its mashmuz never a vlad there, it's only just liquid. Rav Ada Barava Wamar, Gavonim Tanan. We learned colors, Gavonim Tanan, and therefore. Now, V'yemisa, if it's true, the Esmuchi Esmachach, that there really was a Vlad there, and it got melted down, Kula V'chad Gavne Evikoi, it all would have been one color, like the Vlad looks one way. And here it says it found full of different colors. So that's a proof it didn't come from a Vlad, just the different liquids there. So therefore, the Ishis Torah has no din later. Tani will learn like this. Abishol Leimer. That Koyve Mesamisi, he used to be Koyve Mesamisi, to bury dead bodies. Vayisi Mistaka Biatsomash Mesam, he used to look at the bones of the Mesam. And he said like this, that when the person was alive, that Ashoysa Yain Chai, somebody used to drink raw wine, very strong wine, Atsmaisa Srufim, he would notice that his bones were like burnt up. Mozak, people used to drink diluted wine when they were alive, Atsmaisa Schuyim, their bones were just dried. Karol, people that drank wine the right way though, atmesim shuchim, their bones were like healthy bones. Those bones were full of marrow. Those were good bones. Rashi says, by the whole me sheshti yosim ruben mechlas, who ever used to drink more than he eats, is atmesim shuf mosas, not healthy. His bones were like burnt up. Achilosim ruba mishdiyosav, he ate more than he drank. Atmosas chuyim, his bones were seshkorim and black, were like dried out without moyach, Rashi says. Karov, he ate normally, then atmosim shuchim, then his bones were like fresh, had marrow inside them. Tani will learn like this. Abishur loimer, vitamus samser abyechnon, that koivim mesim, he also used to bury mesim. And palmachas, it once happened, that rotasayachat tzvi was running after a deer, for nechnasni bekulyas. He ran into the middle of a big bone, shel mace of a mace, for a tzitz yachrev, and he ran after the deer that went into this big bone, shalosh pasoyis, 3 miles. Utzvila he got, they didn't reach up to the deer. For kuyas lakos, they didn't come to the end of the bone. That's how long this bone was. Ukeshechazat tachrun, I went backwards. Armally, people told me, Shaloig melech haboshin oisa. This was the bone from Oig melech haboshin, the giant oig. That this mamish, this big bone there, was more than 3 pasois long. Tanya, another message like this. Abishol Eimer. Koiv and Mason used to bury Mason. Pamach, as it once happened, that Niftach Omar once opened up a cave, Tachti, under him. For Yamarti, he realized he was standing, the Galgal Eimer Shemais. His mom is standing in the middle of an eye, of a mace. The Galgal Eye, in the form of an eye. The Sakat of an eye. At Choytma, his mom is sunk into that eye, up until his nose. And Kishchazat Akhuna came out backwards and found out what happened there. Omer, they said, Ayin Shal Avshalom Oysa. That was the eye of Avshalom. Avshalom, the son of David, he had a bad eye, so that's the way his eye was. Vishemata, maybe you tell me, Abishol then is heavy. Maybe Abishol here was a small person. So it's not so big Kiddush how big the eye was. So Omer says, no. Abishol Yishno Orach. But there, he was the longest one, the tallest person in his door. Heavy. Reb Tarfon Megillat Sefer, Reb Tarfon only came up to his shoulders. Now Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon was the tallest one in his door. And Reb Meir Megillat Sefer, Meir only came up to his shoulders. Now Reb Meir in his generation was Orach, but he was the longest one in his door. Have a Rebbe Megillat Sefer, Rebbe came to his shoulders. Rebbe also Orach, but he was the longest one in his door. Have a Reb Chia Megillat Sefer, Reb Chia came to his shoulders. Reb Chia Orach, but he was the longest one in his door, Heavy. Reb Megillat Sefer, Rabar Padur Heve, Rab Yudah Megillah Seifai. Rab Yudah Padur, again, Rab Yudah was the tallest one in his door. The Ada Dalya Megillah Seifai. And Abba Dalya, Rashi says, Shamish Rabbonin, his name was Ada, he only reached up to his shoulders. The kid said he was very tall, Avshalom, Ben Avshalom, here Avshol, and still, there was a mice, he was sunk into that eye of Avshalom until his nose. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.